BFBS. Your stories. Go to Slow Garrison.
Army chefs from across Gittersloh Garrison are being put through their paces next month. Halbert Caterer aims to test military as well as cooking skills during a tough four-day challenge. Captain Michael Billings is a 102 Log Brigade catering officer.
Well, Halbert Caterer is where we're going to conduct the training for the brigade and garrison units to ensure that they're fully conversant with catering procedures, able to use the field service equipment, cater in the field, and also pick up all the necessary skills to operate out of a forward operating base in Afghanistan.
Teams from across 102 Log Brigade as well as Gittersloh Garrison will be joined by ones from King's School and main sponsors NAFI. WO1 Paul Farlow is Brigade Catering Warrant Officer. He says that the military teams will have 2 days of mandatory training before they start cooking.
And then the last 2 days will be, they'll be going through military skills and also OFCS training, which is a combination of using 10-man rations and fresh rations incorporated with it. And they'll go on to the last day where they'll do improvised catering and what they've already been taught, using the skills within a 4.5-hour window to produce a meal.
As well as cooking under pressure, the teams will also be tested on their military skills.
The scenario for the military skills is it's a forward operational base. We'll teach the junior NCOs to take the lead of rules engagement and doing the Sanger duties, reaction to mortar fire, and a quick med recovery. So it's a combination of the three military stands in there to get the best out of the team leader, i.e. the junior NCO.
Exercise Halbert Caterer takes place on the far side of the airfield on PRB in Gittersloh. WO1 Farlow says it's a mini version of OneDiv's Rhino Caterer. And like Rhino Caterer, visitors are welcome to come along and sample the food on offer on February the 16th and 17th.
We're looking at roughly about 200 portions. So from 12:30 to 13:30, it'd be quite good to get people along to test sample the food. Obviously, it's not a free lunch, so don't be disappointed if there's no free lunch there. But however, please sample the food after the judges have gone through. Again, as I said, it'll be 12:30 to 1:30. So if you come along, there will be the hot beverages available and certainly live cooking going on. And it's such a sight to see as well.
Your stories. BFBS.